there are funds available to them. So you put in 20 or 30%, depends on the franchise, and then you mortgage the rest.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Valberg Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I am here with Angela LaVecchia. Angela, what's up? How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We were just talking beforehand. It was like, I got to click record because I know this is going to be a great chat because in a sense, it's a two-parter, right? So you're a consultant, a franchise consultant for Franet, but you're also a business owner, Angelina Vagabonda Group. And so we got like a two-parter here, right? But I want to get started with Franet because a lot of my audience, they're local Western New Yorkers. They're business owners, entrepreneurs, or maybe they're business people already in a role, but they want to start their own business or they want to move on to something bigger. And a lot of people, including me, until recently really, didn't even know what a franchise consultant did or what Franet was or what the point is. What exactly does a franchise consultant do? Well, what do you do, Angela?
I'm having a blast. That's what I'm doing.
I want to do that then.
No, I think you have a blast. I think you're pretty cool and you're digging what you're doing. I'm Angela LaVecchia. I am a native Rochesterian. I've lived in Idaho for 10 years. Then I came back to Rochester and I've done a lot of things, but mostly I've been a peddler. And in saying that, I say it with love because I believe that there are a lot of products out there. Many should not have any representation. Many have zero business being in the marketplace, but there are those that do belong in the marketplace. And I think that franchising is one of them. You know, most of my on the road life was in the food industry. And I don't know, you know, I fell in love with this franchise industry once I finally got talked into tasting it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, where would I be if I started with the franchise industry, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Well, I don't have to think about that because what was isn't, you know? Right. So that being said, just some stats. There are roughly 3,500 franchises in the U.S. Not all franchises are created equal. I work for Franet. They are a company that was the first brokerage house in the U.S. And they're headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. There are about 100 of us Franetters out on the street, which isn't very many. And, you know, you can't even break it down to two per state because, you know, you get out to Montana and Wyoming and Idaho and all you're doing is driving. You know what I mean? There's a lot of mileage and not the density, whereas there are 5 or 8 in the New York City, Jersey, Boston market, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I am under the umbrella of a really tolerant human being called John Adams. And he is the franchise owner. What do you,
a really tolerant human being? Is that like
I work for him. I am unemployable. I'm unemployable, but I'm digging what I'm doing and we're having fun and we're doing deals and we're meeting people and we're laughing and don't put me 9 to 5 because you'll want to shoot me and shoot yourself. That's simple. So John owns Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, and I am the Rochester contingent. I have a colleague in Syracuse and a colleague in Buffalo. And I'm not just Rochester. I'm at Rochester from the lake all the way down. I can go into Pennsylvania. Buffalo is the same way. And Syracuse is the same way. She can go up to the North Country or into Albany. Mm-hmm. So what makes us special, us Fran Netters, is that we are locals. So we know where the real estate is happening. Mm. We're aligned with the economic development aspects of the communities, whether it's Livingston County or Orleans County or, Watkins Glen or the city of Rochester. The city of Rochester is very cool with their Economic Development Corp. They have 16 corridors within Rochester that they're looking to place businesses. So when you align with me, I help you land a franchise that suits your personality, what it is you're looking to do, and how you want to do it. Many people want businesses, but they don't know how to start. Hmm. Other people want to do their own thing, so they're not really a franchise candidate. You know, like the Galisano, he created a tremendous business, but he was a free thinker. I think that if he had gotten constrained, and I don't know him, I'm just speaking of how he created Paychecks. I think that if he had aligned with the franchise, he wouldn't have been happy. But maybe now he'd be happy aligning with the franchise because he has the financial wherewithal and the human resources and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, again, there are those who don't want their own business. There are those who want their own business with a proven model. And then you got those entrepreneurs who are true entrepreneurs, and there's no holding them back. The Bezos, the Galisanos, the Jobs, you know. So anyway, my purpose is to align with those who are interested in having their own business and having a proven model. And what happens with the franchisors when they're looking for a candidate? They don't want you to know the business. They don't want you to know about eyelashes. They want you to know about managing people. They want to know that you're going to do what you say you're going to do because you're in a contract for 10 years. Mm. And they want you to make money, because when you make money, they're making money. So out of the 3,500 franchises in the U.S., FranNet only handles about 220, 230, 240, some cycle in and some cycle out, depending on what's happening with the economy. COVID was hugely instrumental in COVID. The businesses, and there again, there were people who started looking at a franchise pre-COVID. COVID hit. And they went into panic mode and they said, oh, my God, all I have is my 501, my 401k, and I cannot jeopardize that. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally stepping away. And then you have people who said, holy man, this is an opportunity. Let's hit it. And I'm going to get a recession resistant or a COVID resistant. And as COVID evolved, more and more companies learned what is a COVID resistant business. And a COVID resistant business is the cleaning industry. It's in some aspects, it's the teaching and the senior industry, mm-hmm. because seniors needed to be taken care of. The students shifted, and instead of meeting after school for an enrichment program, they Zoomed and they were meeting people in Ohio and in Jersey and in, you know, Hawaii, instead of being in Rochester, New York at ABC school in, Arundicoy.
Right.
So, you know, it really shifted so many things. But within the franchise industry, there are 90 SIC codes out there. And SIC those are code. They are specific itemizations of specific businesses. So, you know, a machine business like tool and die, that's one SIC. The clothing retail is another SIC. The food industry is another SIC. Out of the 90 SICs within the U.S., FranNet has 80 of those 90 SICs with franchises under the umbrella of their 220, 230, 240.
Wow.
Yeah. So people, when you hear franchise, Ben, what do you hear? What do you think? Boom. What happens to you?
McDonald's.
Right. Yes, there are food franchises, but there are very specific food franchises. There are very specific senior care franchises. There are very specific cleaning franchises. Meineke is under the FranNet umbrella. Molly Mays is under the franchise umbrella, the FranNet franchise umbrella.
Right.
The deal with franchising is you want to scale it. You don't want to just have one. You want to have 10. You want to have 15. You want to have 5. So that's important. You get to learn a lot about what makes you tick. Mm. So we have an assessment. So Ben, for example, you come to me and you say, hey, Ange, I'm thinking about having a franchise. What do you recommend? I go, put on the brakes. You know, yeah, I know you. Yes, you'd be great at it, but let's do first things first. So there's an assessment that happens, takes 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Then we discuss what I learn about you through the assessment. And, you know, it's a variation of a DISC, Myers-Briggs, but it helps us in the franchise industry identify what makes you tick. So you might be someone who is very socially aware and very socially conscientious. Well, I would be very selective in what I recommend to you because you're you and I'm me. You know, me, I suffer from, chasing the shiny penny. Oh, yeah. There's a leaf. That leaf was falling over there. Let me go get that leaf. But there are other people who say, no, I'm not interested in the shiny penny. I want something that's consistent. I want something that's going to have a good ROI. I want something that is going to yield in my first year of expectations, X amount, my second year of expectations, X amount, and my fifth year of expectations of, X amount. Some people get into the franchise industry because they want to leave a legacy for their kids or their granny kids. Sometimes a dad wants to be a partner with the kid, the daughter or the son, and they're not interested. So the dad might just walk away. Yes, he's got the experience. He's got the financial wherewithal. But if you're going to have a wrestling match every day with your kid because they're not digging it, well, you know, it's the same as having your child play the violin. They want to play the bassoon. Well, you keep forcing them to play the violin, they're not going to play the violin. They're going to walk away from the violin. Right. And nobody wins.
Well, this is amazing, Angela, because you would say something and I'd think of, oh, I'm going to ask this question to follow up on then. Then you'd answer my questions for me, which is incredible. You clearly have passion for FranNet and have spoken about this many a times before. And I want more like insider tip in the fact that there are over 200 franchises that I can choose from and personalities are very different. Can you give us, like a scale of something that's one side and then the polar opposite, maybe something that would be a tremendously fun, adventurous franchise and versus maybe a franchise that might seem a little more boring, but it yields a good ROI. Does anything come to mind for you?
Well, okay. So we, FranNet, break our people down into achievers.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Angela.
You're one of those?
Yeah. Emulators, showboats, they like dressing nice. They like people knowing that they're in the groove, And then you got the belongers and you have societals. So those are our four buckets, just like the DISC has the dominant influencer, strategist, and compliant.
Got it.
We have four also. So within those four, now a societal might want something that is critter related. So they'd be a candidate for fetch. And fetch is a dog walking, dog babysitting, dog, a critter industry, dog, cats, snakes, whatever. It's the critter industry. So you know, you're going to trust. In fact, we have a franchisee, a business owner in the Rochester market. She and her brother are the owners of Fetch. She lives in Rochester and her brother is in some other state. I can't remember where. And so he is the nuts and bolts. He's the ABCDEFG of it. And she's the face of it. So she'll go out and she's the one who's hiring the dog walkers and the dog sitters. And, you know, so you have to have good judgment. You have to make sure that you're not going to put the critters at risk. And that's all about being a belonger in a societal. You know, a belonger is a teacher or a nurse or the police department. So, you know, you get the brotherhood, the sisterhood headset, and they might want to do an after school enrichment operation. Hang on one second.
No, it's hilarious because I hear your dog barking and I don't know if it was coming up on my mic here, but my dog's been barking for the past 3 minutes. So I'm wondering if they can hear each other. Was that weird. A dog in the background that I heard? I mean,
yeah. let me see. An achiever might want to buy a lash operation or a gym, a fitness, a boutique fitness operation, and they don't want to buy one; they want to buy three.
Yeah.
So they'll buy three at once, and they have X amount of time to develop all three. You know, fetch comes to mind, like I said, for the critters. Meineke, I mentioned. Meineke is brick and mortar. It was an emerging brand years ago, but Meineke's been around now 30 plus years. The emerging brands, there are some really cool emerging brands. And I'm an achiever and an emulator, and I like emerging brands. So there's one in the food industry that I love. And it's a fad, but I think that if they adjust throughout their life, like McDonald's had to do, like Burger King had to do, they'll still stay with it. There's a donut franchise under our umbrella. And you know the donut place on Railroad Street, Box Donuts?
Okay, yeah.
Boxcar Donuts?
Yeah, Boxcar, yeah.
All right. So they make these donuts that are like a half a pound big and they have maple syrup and bacon. And
it's a dessert.
Yeah. And four people can eat it. That's what this other donut shop does within our inventory. You know, we have boutique gyms. We have health. We have beauty. Great Clips is under our umbrella. But there's no more territory for Great Clips. And that's another thing that's really fun is for the emerging brands, if you align with an emerging brand, the sky's the limit because there is no, you know, the territories aren't taken. So you could conceivably buy all three territories of ABC franchise in the Rochester market. And then think about the Buffalo market and think about the Syracuse market.
So it seems like the next step would be determining. So I want a franchise, right? And I have money saved up, but I'm not a billionaire. Is this going to cost me millions of dollars to start a franchise?
No. And I'm glad you're bringing that up. Monthly, I do a webinar. And the webinars that I do are local because we have openings for those particular products within our Rochester market or Buffalo or Syracuse marketplace. So The sweet spot for a franchise is about $100,000, but that all does not need to be out of your pocket. There are financing partners with whom we work. And if I'll send you one of our webinars, because most of the time I have the franchisor and the money people, because I want the people listening, my potential candidates, to understand that there are funds available to them. So you put in 20 or 30%, depends on the franchise, and then you mortgage the rest. You get an SBA loan through a bank, and the SBA helps you move that along. Our funding partners help you move that along. And again, we work with extremely reputable people. We work with extremely reputable franchises. They have good management teams. They understand the franchise industry. Many of them started their own franchise, and maybe they're still managing it. And they're part of the management team, and they have the money behind them, because it is the franchisor who pays for the consulting that I do.
Got it. Okay.
So you come to me, I say, yeah, let's have a sit down. Let's have a cup.
So I don't pay you?
You don't pay me.
Wow.
And, you know, that's good news and bad news, because sometimes I'll work, you know, I have folders of people with whom I started, but, you know, like I said, COVID hit and they got panicked. So they totally stepped away. But then you hit some people who said, yeah, I'm getting on this bandwagon right now, because this is, there are opportunities during this time of depression, of dissension, of, you know, the question mark.
Yeah.
I just slipped into Italian. So anyway, hang on 1 minute.
Sure. I love these Zoom calls with the dogs, and once in a while there'll be a cat on someone's face. Keeps it interesting. You're in a home office, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah.
The way you have it set up, it could pass as the real deal. It looks like you're in a professional office. I love it.
Well, you know, I'm a comfort bug. I need to be comfortable. But at any rate, so there is funding that's available. There is a 401k rollover that you can do. You roll it over into your own business, and then you're not paying any penalties. I mean, there's all sorts of things that they know that I don't know, but I'm smart enough to know to refer you to them.
So you're saying I have a 401k.
Yep.
I don't have to pay taxes to take the money out and then bring cash in my pocket to the table. I can roll it into my business as an investment.
Correct.
And it sounds like, in addition to that 401k or whatever you have aside, we're talking only double digit thousands in many cases. We're not talking triple digit, $100,000, million dollars. You can come with just double digit thousands and own a business without the risk of starting it from scratch. Now, I started my business from scratch because I wanted to, and that's my personality. But for a lot of people, having the reliability and security to not have to start it from scratch, and it's only double digits in the thousands, this sounds like something that if you plan for, you could be set up in a year or less, depending on what you, I mean, wow.
And you're right. So we have franchises that are brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. But we also have franchises that are home-based, and we have franchises that are owner-operator. You must be there every day, all right? And we have franchises that are semi-absentee. So let's say you want to own a boutique fitness operation, and you got a cousin who understands the fitness industry. You hire Susie Q to be your front-end manager. You bring in the experts who love the industry, and they become the teachers, and your business is up and running. Many times the franchisor mandates that prior to having your grand opening, you must already have, I'm pulling this number out of my head, you must already have 400 bodies signed up before we open the doors. And we will help you do that. So the minute you sign on the dotted line, you start building your client base. And then you have your grand opening. And each franchise has its own numbers that are the break even, that are the profit, what number profit, you know, what percentage of the, what's your margin, you know, what's the margin percentage.
Right.
We just brought a house flipping franchise into our inventory. So, and again, out of those 90 SIC codes, we have 80 of them. And so that gives everybody a wide arrangement of what it is they're looking for. We even have an estate sale operation. It's called Blue Moon Estate Sales. And there is a guy in Rochester, and he didn't buy from me and he didn't buy from John. But, you know, he found out, he liked the estate sale industry, and he found it and he did it.
This is amazing. I mean, anybody who wants to own the business but doesn't want to take on all of the risk, it seems like a no-brainer to at least have the free conversation that you don't pay for, the franchisee pays for. It just seems like a no-brainer across the board. I want to talk about your personal business, but I want to leave room if there's anything that the listener might be curious about that we didn't touch on with Franette. Anything, very wide landscape of information here that I want to follow up and learn more. In the show notes, there'll be information to follow up with you, but is there anything on Franette we didn't touch on?
No, it's the desire to have your own business, to be in business, but not to be alone in your business. Willingness to be candid and to work with somebody and to be upfront, you know, because I need to know numbers. You can give me a window because I'm a realtor in essence. I can't bring a homeowner, a potential homeowner to a bank and not know what their number is. I can't show somebody a $400,000 house if they only have 30 bucks in the bank.
Right.
So, you know, I need to know a window of your financials, and you don't have to tell me everything. Even though what you tell me stays with me, but the financial people, the franchisors need to know it. So they won't even talk to you if they don't get a window of what your assets and your liabilities are.
Got it.
Because they have a window of low investment to high investment. And then they also want to know what your net worth is. And then they want to know what your liquidity is, because they don't want you to fail. They want to make sure that you have enough liquidity, let's say 60,000, to last you for 1 year so that you can pay your people and or pay for your supplies or, you know, however you're getting ready to make your business move.
Yeah, it's the truth. I mean, I think my net worth's about 20 million, but if you look at my assets, that's probably not correct. So it is smart to have a little bit of a realistic approach here. So obviously, if you want a franchise, you need to understand that you're going to disclose your information. They're going to work with you. They're going to get to know you. And it sounds like place someone right in the perfect franchise for them, which is the goal. I mean, I'd hate to be doing something that doesn't work for me. So it's not just checking a box and starting, it's making sure that I'm aligned with the right franchise for me.
Yeah. And again, that's the human side. So, you know, and part of it is I've been in sales for a long time, so I can read people. And, you know, somebody might say, and I'm candid. Oh man, am I candid, you know?
Can I ask you something then?
Yeah.
What would be the perfect, what comes to mind? I didn't take any assessments. I understand that. If I, after just meeting me for an hour, you'd barely even know me, what franchise do you think I would work well in?
You want to know?
Yeah.
All right. I would put you in a marketing or in a staffing business.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like recruitment?
Yep. I could also put you in a boutique fitness. You'd be a blast as a boutique fitness owner.
I'd have to
get in shape. 1,400 square feet. Okay. You be the owner and you get somebody to manage the front end and you get your people to be the employees. You know, cycle through, but I could see you doing that.
I might have to think about getting started soon. I just started my business last year, right? It's going incredible. But I'm always thinking long term. Eventually, I'll probably want to exit, and eventually I might want to own 1, 3, 5, 10 franchises and have my toes in the sand while I'm on the beach 20% of the time, you know?
Well, Ben, I'm glad you're bringing that up, because one of the ways that I look for candidates is by approaching existing businesses.
Okay.
So I'll go knock on ABC company door and say, you know, you're already successful. How about, have you ever thought about a franchise? And some people say, I can't wrap my head around it. I'm too busy as it is. I don't want to think about it. And I'm 65 years old and I want to wrap out, you know, but you get somebody who's 40 and they'll say, you know what? I've been thinking about it, but I didn't know what. And here you are. So let's talk about it.
Hmm.
And again, with COVID. So let's say you're in the real estate business and you're doing a hell of a business because that's what's happening right now.
Right.
What if you want to diversify and you have the financial wherewithal enough to diversify and you want to own a cleaning company? Well, you already have the one SKU, and the one SKU is the houses.
Right.
And the second SKU is the cleaning industry. So you would bring your cleaning industry into the houses that are going to get sold, that are going to get flipped, that are going to get, you know, that need to be refreshed. It's a perfect fit. But a lot of people don't think about that little, it's kind of like an L. You know what I mean? Here's the primary business. You hang a left off it and you head straight, and mm-hmm. you can have parallel businesses, and yet they still intermingle. They're like a DNA, you know?
I'm almost imagining an H where you've got two parallel businesses, but they work together because they connect.
Yeah.
They intersect in the middle there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always see it as a DNA.
A whole.
Yeah. So that it's, you know, it's crossing and it's meeting and then it's crossing again. And I it's very cool. You know, there are successful business people, I mean, multimillionaires with whom I've addressed the concept of a franchise, and they never even knew that I existed. Forget about Angela, but the concept of a franchise consultant exists.
It's smart. I mean, I don't want to just do a Google search and I will need somebody to hold my hand and walk me through and make sure I'm making the right decision. So,
you know, policemen, firemen, they have a 20-year retirement. They could get a franchise at the 18th year or mm-hmm. 15th year, work 5 more years, come out and have another business because they retire so young. Military people are wonderful for franchises because they understand about following a model. They understand the chain of command, just like the police, you know, just like the quasi-military do.
That makes perfect sense.
I was at a woman's group today and I met a woman who owns her own boutique exercise business, and she does yoga and she does bar, you know, ballet, stretching, the mirrors and all of that. She'd be a candidate to align with an existing franchise, benefit by their national marketing, and take all the wear and tear off her. And it's still her business in her community because it's her.
Wow. This makes me want a franchise, which is difficult because I'm not in the market for one today, but it blows my mind. You know, if you're looking at long-term sustainability financially and, you know, work-life balance, it seems like something that anybody who's driven to really overachieve or at least really just rock and roll, you know, make ends meet. It seems like anybody should at least have that conversation with their family, with business people, because it seems like you do your best to find the good fit for everybody.
I do. And, you know, when somebody is buying a franchise, it's six figures. So, like I said, the sweet spot's about $100,000. Well, people are spending $150,000 and paying $30,000 more on a house right now.
Right.
It's the second most expensive expenditure you're going to do. And I could never live with myself if it didn't work. And I mean, I've told people now is not the time. You know, you need another 2 years doing what you're doing to add an ancillary business to your current business.
I think this is incredible. We are finishing up the Franet, and then we just kept talking because I have a million questions. You're a wealth of knowledge. At the end, I want to talk a little bit about your business itself, but we'll have to do a part two to dive deeper into that. But before that, I want to move into the rapid fire round. Just to ask some short and sweet questions, just to get to know Angie a little bit better.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Both.
Beer or wine?
I don't drink. Zero.
Water then, right?
And it's boring. Ginger ale. No, club soda with a float of ginger ale.
Perfect. Well, what about cats or dogs?
Both.
Do you have a favorite book?
I do. Hang on a minute. I have lots of favorites. I have a first favorite, a second favorite, a third favorite. I really like Moby Dick.
Nice.
I have classics. I listen to books all the time. I don't read so much as I listen.
Where do you listen out of curiosity? Is it at the gym, in the car, working around the house? When's a good time for an audiobook?
In the car, in the house, and before I go to bed, I get a bedtime story.
My question about, so I've tried it before bed. I always fall asleep and then I can't find the spot that I fell asleep at. I can't find is there a way to figure out where you left off?
No, you just kind of have to go back and you'll have to listen for a little minute. And if you have a Bose, you just fast forward it because most books track every 3 minutes.
Okay. Got it.
Once in a while, there's a book that'll track every 20 minutes. And, you know, there's like only three chapters or three tracks, but usually it's about every 3 minutes.
So,
but I get it. I fall asleep too. And then I have to start, you know, I don't remember that, you know, but what are you going to do?
One more short answer. If you were to start your franchise, if you were to pick, you know, something out of the list of over 200, have you thought about this? Where would you go? Where would you start with?
Every day I fall in love with a new franchise.
What's your favorite one this week?
Well, my favorite from the very beginning was in the home repair industry. So I fell in love with the garage floor organizing franchise. But then there's another franchise that I adore, and it is True Peddling. You have a truck that has samples of tile, laminate, and wood, and you go to the homeowner's house. And you talk to the homeowner and you help them make their selection, and they don't have to go to Home Depot. They don't have to go to the big box stores to buy a sample, get a sample, go to the house, see what it looks like with the lighting and how does it fit and all that headache. I mean, it's a problem, this business of learning about all these franchises.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have though, right?
Yeah. Yep, it is.
So Angelina Vagabonda, did I say that right?
Vagabonda, yeah.
Let's first answer the question for people that don't know. What is a vagabond? What is a vagabonda? And then we'll dive into exactly what you do with that company.
Well, ever since I've been a kid, I've been a gypsy. And vagabonda means traveler, she who travels. So my mother's name was Angelina. And so I made my business name be Angelina Vagabonda, because the vagabonda is me. And the, you know, my mother, she was a gypsy too. Yeah. So what I do within that business of Angelina Vagabonda is I provide concierge travel to Sicily. In 2006, I went to Sicily, fell in love with Sicily, ended up meeting a couple who had a house by the sea. And they offered, if I wanted to buy it, they offered me right of first refusal if I wanted to buy it. Well, I didn't know the island. I didn't know the people. I didn't know the language. And I said yes. And it changed my life. So, you know, I had to learn the language. I had to learn the island. I have many friends there. And in fact, with COVID, I've been missing it tremendously. But luckily, we have FaceTime, you know, so life is good with FaceTime. But it's not the same. And so after a few years, after I learned the language and learned the island, I started to put together concierge travel. And I do with my potential travelers the same as I do with Fran Net. And I was doing this before Fran Net. You know, what is it you like to do? What is it you want to do? What is it you feel you need to do? Where's your bucket list? And I hate that expression, but you know, what is it you want to do? And we build the itinerary together. And mostly it is one price per person. And when you travel with me, you don't have to put your hand in your pocket after we've agreed on a fee, on a price. And if you want to, if you want to tip, then that's up to you. But, you know, other than that, you don't have to put your hand in your pocket once we agree on our fee.
Love it.
And we put it together. So if you say you want to do, you don't want to know about museums, well, we won't do museums. That you don't want to know about an archaeological site, you don't have to do that. But I know an archaeologist. You know, you want to stay at my house and be there just for 1 week and not be bothered. And you want someone to come in and cook for you, and you want someone to come and do yoga, or you want to watch the beach, or you just want to have great wine and travel around, I make recommendations. You know, if you want to see all of Sicily in 4 days, I tell you, forget about it. Go to Perillo. I'm not for you. You know, I'm here to help you savor. You want to be with a family, I'll bring you to one of my friends' house and they'll teach you how to make something authentic. And it'll be in Italian and I'll be translating. And then we'll eat together. And usually when you go to eat, you don't leave for 3-4 hours. You know, Sunday afternoon is you get there at 1 o'clock and you don't leave till 7. And then they want to order pizza at 9, you know. If you want to be by the sea, if you say, I want to go to the museum on Tuesday and you don't feel like it, we adjust your schedule.
Easy as pie.
Easy.
Everyone's wondering how to get in touch with you. What's the best way to reach out, whether it's just for my next vacation or for the next business I'm going to own?
Well, I can give you two things.
All right.
I can give you my phone number, 585. 261-7194. And that's the only number I have. And you can reach out to me by my name, A. Lavecchia, A-L-A-V-E-C-C-H-I-A at frannet.com, or A. Lavecchia at rochester.rr.com. And that's for my Angelina Vagabonda. And the Fran Net is my Fran Net.
Love it. I know that the listeners, they're at the very least enjoying this. I'm hoping that most of them want to at least call you, at least get a few calls, because it sounds like you can really help business people move to the next level. And maybe you're already at the next level and you just want to go on a vacation. You're perfect for that too. So it's like the yin and the yang, right?
I love that you you fit it in like that? Then I love it.
What can I do?
You got one more question for me. How can I help you?
How could you help me?
Yeah. How can I help you?
Well, this goes to you and everybody listening. Share this. Direct message somebody. Say, hey, I listened to this podcast. I'm interested in this. Can I get your feedback on it? Like this page. Get in touch with me. Get in touch with Angela. If you have anyone who is in your network that might be in, just maybe they don't even know that they want a franchise, let me know. If you have anybody who would be perfect for the show, let me know. This is for like you and the listeners too. I'm like getting confused myself, Angela, but anybody, you know, my business is run on recommendations and connections and stepping outside of the box. And sometimes maybe I don't know if I want a franchise. I'm going to step outside of the box and have a conversation to see if I actually do or not. So the best way you can help me, Angela, is just send people that are interesting for the show my way. And just be a good, you know, person to network with for any of my listeners as well.
I will be glad to do that. Very glad to do that.
Anything else we should have touched on that we forgot about?
No, it's sunny. It's happening in Rochester today. Let's not press our luck, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited for sunshine, rainbows. And I'm sunburned. I was just at Myrtle Beach, so I'm excited to rock star my tan before everybody else. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to it.
Angela, I'm falling off the rocker. It's been a long day, but this is like the best part of my day. I appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me. And, you know, we have a mutual admiration society over here.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, I'll be in touch and I will. See who I can, you know, I'll figure out who I can get your way.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.